Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, here we are for another half hour of love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love will fall precipitously into the caverns, the dark caves, the rabbit holes of shame, manipulation, blame, and just outright low-level human behavior. The high level of human behavior, the high pinnacle of the human existence is love. Love is the target. Love is the goal. All of reality will be summed up in love. All of reality began in love, for God so loved the world that he gave and gave and gave and gave and gave. And now, here we are, being invited to live a life of love alone. When I think about what's going to happen in my life, I have decided I have no time or room for hate. It's too great a burden to bear. I will be a lover all the rest of the days of my life. So that's where we are, and that's what we do here. And by the way, Happy New Year! This is being broadcast on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day weekend for 2023. Wow, what a ride, huh? 2022 is behind us now, and now we roll into a new year with opportunities to wipe the slate clean, to clean off the whiteboard, to erase the chalkboard, if you're old enough to remember what that is, to start fresh, to do something with a goal toward what will lift us and will lift others. I'm not a New Year's resolutions guy. I'm not against them. But I've been around long enough to know that New Year's resolutions can wear thin a bit, and they do tend to be temporary. Sometimes they get a little longer than just a few weeks or months. But a resolution is—it's okay. You can go ahead with that. I would rather stick with decisions because I make decisions every day, and so I can make a decision day by day by day. So rather than going for the huge year-long resolution, I'm just deciding. I'm making some decisions. I'm going to make the same decision in 2023 that I made in 2022, and that is to daily deepen my love quotient. I want to repeat for you what I say here often, and that is I am no perfectionist about love in my life. I'm aiming for the highest reach that I can go for love, but I understand and I am painfully aware where I fail in love. I know when I stumble and fall. I know when I haven't climbed the mountain, as it were. But I also know this. I may have to stop a while, dust off my pant leg, maybe put a little medicine on my skinned up knee, and just get ready for the next climb, and know that, all right, we failed there, but we're not going to be a failure. To fail in a moment or two is to be human, but to get up and go on is the divine nature of love. So that's who I am, that's what I do, and that's what we're going to aim for today as we talk about the new year. What decisions shall we make? And, aha, I have a clue. Let's live by love's creed. Let's make a decision to live by love's creed. We do this here every week. So as you see, I'm not just making a resolution. This is a decision. So here's a decision for you, to be alive to love. So let me give you the love's creed that I have written. If you'd like a copy of it, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Be happy to send you a copy. I would urge you to write this down. Put it on a 5x7 card. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom when you're grooming for the day's tasks. Or put it on your dashboard of your car somewhere. Put it in the screensaver of your computer or phone. But make it something that you routinely run across and remind yourself, this is why I'm alive. This is the purpose for which I was born. So let me give it to you in total. Then I'll go back and I'll give it to you like a vow as I would at a marriage altar when I'm conducting a wedding ceremony. So here we go in total, and then I'll come back in small bursts. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less. All right, now let's go at it. Like I said, as a wedding vow, I would give in short bursts, and I'll let you repeat it out loud because it's important that we hear what we are thinking. Sometimes thinking can get a little drifty, a little bit out there in the ozone. But when we say it out loud, it seems to have the authenticity and the credibility of our own voice. So I'll give it to you in short bursts, and then you repeat it after me out loud. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. Love's Creed. Again, I would love to give that to you in a typed form so that you could see it for yourself and have it available for whatever purposes you may have to put it in front of you, to put it out there where you can see it on a regular basis. So let's talk about the New Year's decisions that we need to make, right? I know that we are all of us on a journey. Here's what I know about my consistent and constant task of teaching on love. Here's what I know. I know that there is never going to be an end to my need for teaching this, reviewing this, researching it, digging deep, discovering something, going forward in my own understanding so that I can help others go forward. I've never pretended, nor will I ever pretend, to have it all figured out. In fact, that's the way I think love is offered to us as human beings. It's that eternal task. We're going to take it beyond our own breath on this earth. We're going to take it into eternity, into the values of the eternal universe that we will fly and spread our wings into going forward when we pass through this life. So love will be the human experience from birth and beyond. I know that that if I take love seriously, that I'm going to have others who will either find fault with my love, and I'm big boy, I can handle that, I can manage that. I don't enjoy it. I'm like anybody. I don't enjoy that. But I know that I'm not always going to read my room. You know what that means, right? When you're in a room of a certain group of people, there are certain things you say and there are certain things you don't say, and you just have to read the room. But when I read the room that I'm in, I'm at any time, I'm not going to read it perfectly, and I may say or do something that seems unloving. And that could cause somebody pause and say, hey, wait a minute, that's the no BS bishop. I thought he was alive to love. And they would be correct in their understanding that I'm flawed, that I reach for the perfect goal, and I'm often, and often I am daily imperfect. So here's something else that I live by that I want to give to you as a decision for the new year. And I trust that you will hear my heart when I say love for all is to be our perpetual march, the marathon that we run. Because you see, for most, I will love with as much proximity as possible. If physically possible, I will love them in a close proximity. But for others, now remember what I just said, for most, I will love with as much proximity as possible. But for others, well, I'm going to have to love them with as much as I can grasp or learn. That may mean that there are some who are geographically distant from me, and it's just difficult to love on any kind of, I don't know, quantitative basis for people that are geographically removed from me. And then there's not just geography that removes people. Then there are philosophical views. There are theological, religious views that remove people from my immediate grasp. That doesn't mean I think they're wrong. It means that I don't grasp everything that they live. Just as I don't grasp how somebody lives in San Francisco. I don't grasp how you live in New York City. I don't grasp how life is conducted in Anchorage, Alaska. I don't have a full grasp of that. All I can do is surmise and make some educated guesses. But in terms of not geography, but now philosophically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, there are many that I just don't have a grasp of who they are, what they are, and how they have to live their life. And I will reach for as much as I can. So for most, I'm going to love with as much proximity as possible. But for others, I'm going to love with as much as I can grasp or learn at any given time. But for a few, and I want you to tune in onto this, because there are always going to be a few of the other folks in our life that we will have to love at a safe distance. Those people that have been abusive and have been consistently abusive, I want you to hear that carefully, consistently abusive. It seems that their focus on life, the real stat, their thermostat in life is set on abusive. They tease in ways that isn't teasing. It's just harmful. It's hurtful. They bully. They're used to being in charge of any given room, any given situation or group of people. And there are a few, and there may be other ways to describe this, but I trust that you know what I mean when I say there's always going to be a few that I'll love. I'll still love them, but it'll have to be at a safe distance. I love them knowing that being too close to that kind of abusive, bullying person is going to cause me harm. And I'm over time, it's going to wear me down. And I'm just not interested in getting worn down. I'm not eating, breathing, and sleeping to gain energy for causing pain. And I'm not going to eat, breathe, and sleep to give myself energy to be in the presence of those who cause me continual pain. I have the permission of love to guard my love, to protect the treasure of my love from people who seem to have an agenda to tear down my love, to attack my love, to attack me. And if I am a loving person consistently, well, then they're attacking my love. They're attacking my capacity for giving love. And I have to be wise enough to know how to love at a safe distance. Because for all, I will love. For most, I'll love with as much proximity as possible. For some, I will love with as much as I can grasp or learn on any given day. But for a few, I will need to love at a safe distance for their sake and for mine. But no matter what, for all, I will love. This is a decision that's, I don't know, I don't think it's too broad, but it is fairly broad for the year going forward. In 2023, to make a decision about your love, to take love's creed into your soul, your mind, your daily makeup, and then to carry this statement forward so that everyone you encounter is going to be the object of your love, even if they're difficult, even if you don't grasp or know what their life is about. I think here in the United States, we're at a time where we are going to need to learn this. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said, either we will learn to live together as brothers, and I would add brothers and sisters, or we will die together as fools. We will have to learn the secrets of love, the secrets of treating one another as family. That's why I'm saying that I can love all. I can love people close. I can love people at a distance. But there are many people that, just simply spoken, I just am going to have to measure. Did I say many? But for a few. I mean to say this not as a large group of people, though it can get large at times. It ebbs and flows. But for a minority of people in my life, I'm going to have to love at a safe distance, because for their sake and mine, I will love. And I'm not going to give my love away in a manner that just is, it's just abusive, and it's being abused. So when you and I are trudging into the new year, it's important to consider our love losses. I've talked about that here before. We do need to say, yep, I lost it, love, in that regard. I lost it, love, in those decisions. I lost it, love, in that relationship. I lost in love because of this or that failure on my part or on the part of others. Go ahead and take some inventory of your love losses. But remember, when you take an inventory of love loss, don't give yourself too long of a time to dwell there, or it'll stick too hard to your thoughts, your inner world, because inner worlds often and easily become outer worlds. So take good care of your inner world. And if your inner world is in a consistent state of love loss, you'll need to talk to a trusted friend. Talk to a close friend, your spouse, your significant other, or talk to a counselor. Find a pastor. Get somebody who will just hear you out to unpack your inner love losses. In the new year, let's be determined not to carry 2022's love losses too far into a new year, shall we? Let's be people of a love loss shelf life. Let me call it that. That there should be some kind of shelf life on our love losses. Because as I said, you know, for all I'm going to love, for most I'll love as much proximity as possible. For some, I'm going to love as much as I can grasp or learn in any given day. But for a few, I'm going to need to love at a safe distance for their sake and mine. But no matter what, I'm going to love all. And on that regard, I'm going to have to keep a shelf life on my the group of people that I love at a distance for their sake or mine, safe distance for their sake and mine. And maybe I'm just going to have to determine that those folks that come and go in my life on a regular basis, whether they be near or far, if I'm keeping them at a safe distance, I need to review in myself, what decisions can I make to strengthen my boundaries and to strengthen my reserves for enduring somebody who seems determined to give me a love loss. Those strengthening tools are important. Just, I don't know, in a short time that I have left here, I've got about another 10 minutes, but there are ways to do this. And one of them is just giving yourself strategic retreat, giving yourself a strategic sabbatical, giving yourself a daily pause. You know, hit the pause button, sit down, breathe. Just, you know, I've heard of some good workplaces who have a policy for their employees, and this is especially true in any kind of service industry, like a restaurant where there are people serving tables, that if there are staff, if the staff is in surplus or at least manageable, a table server can say, excuse me, I need five. And that is understood that this person just needs to go outside. They need to be alone. They need to find some solitude. They need to go take a deep breath. And they need to just be alone. They don't need to explain what's happening. They don't need to vent what's happening, because sometimes venting just kind of fans the flame. Now, they may need venting. And if they say, I need to vent, well, then that's a different story. But many times somebody just needs the opportunity to just go be alone. And when they are, and when they're alone, leave them be. You know, monitor the time. And if it's you, monitor your time. If you said, I need 5 minutes, don't go over 5 minutes, because then people start getting worried. You know what I mean? If you're taking a sabbatical, if I'm working somewhere and I say, hey, I need a 30-day sabbatical, well, 30 days is it. But if I'm gone 40 days, well, I'm going to lose my job. Same is true in relationships and matters with people. When we say, hey, I need five, that means I need a sabbatical. I need to go outside and breathe a few minutes. I personally think, and this is just my own personal opinion, I have no research to this end, but I think this is why it's hard for some people to stop smoking. I think smoking becomes a go-to moment that says, I need to go have a smoke. I need to go out in the alley. I need to go out to the side, out on the sidewalk. I need to get away from the atmosphere. And here, take five, because that's about how long a cigarette smoke might be. You know, I'm not recommending it, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying I think that's why for some folks it's difficult to quit smoking, because they have grown accustomed to their daily personal retreat. There are moments of sabbatical, those small seasonal sabbaticals they need to take in the day to go just get away from the pressure long enough to regain energy for loving. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm not here to regain energy for causing pain or subjecting myself to pain. So, to that end, what we do here in every No BS Bishop is two activities. Now, I'm going to take a little extra time for this today because I want to encourage you to do this every day in 2023. Every day, I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe well. I want you to breathe deep. I want you to breathe in a rhythm that just calms you, that lowers your blood pressure, gives your mind space to accommodate some new thoughts, to separate yourself from things that are just antagonizing. And the way to do that is to breathe. I said a moment ago, some people have, I believe it's a struggle to quit smoking because it's a good way to go outside and breathe, and it seems like a practical purpose for them. Let me give you permission to just breathe without a cigarette, to breathe without going outside to have a smoke. Just breathe. And maybe you do go outside. Maybe you have a private spot in the place you work. Maybe it's maybe a janitor's closet, whatever it is. Just breathe. So on the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you know how. I want you to breathe as deep as you can get it down in your lungs. I want you to hold it there and feel your heart beating. And feel that moment inside of you that says, now I need to breathe. All right, on the count of three, breathe as deep as you can. One, two, three. Inhale and hold it. Hold it deep and exhale. See, here's what I believe. If you could do that 5 minutes every day, you're going to give your body and your mind and your emotions and your spiritual life some rhythm, some anticipated rhythms that will give you an algorithm of life organically that you can stay alive to love. Now, another decision I want to challenge you to make, and we do this every week on No BS Bishop, another decision I want to challenge you to make is to say the most absolutely beautiful short story, prose, poetry, artistic, linguistic magic. And those three words that make up that magic are these three words: I love you. Now, you can say it in different rhythms and lilts, and for some people it's your child, and you can say it as a parent or an adult to a child, or maybe it's to your spouse or significant other, or maybe it's a friend, and it's a different lilt. And you can say it with a smile to a friend, say, you know what, I love you. Or to a spouse, you look them deep in the eyes, and you know, or significant other, and you know, oh my, you are me and I am you. I love you. Make that a daily occurrence, a daily something, moment with some varying groups of people. And oh, I know it feels weird and awkward, and we're not good at intimacy. Now, I know that. I know that. I've had to learn to get past the eye dodging. I went in for an audition one time as an actor, and the person who was taking the audition looked at my face and she said, you know, your face is really busy. And I know what she meant. My eyes were dodging and my facial muscles were twitching. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, I love you, to someone with eye contact. That is, it's a struggle, but it's so important. Because you don't know, this could be the last time you see that person, or it could be the first time of many times that you will see this person. And remember, those magical, charmed words that came out like the best song you ever heard. And I want you to hear me say thank you for being here for this episode of the No BS Bishop in 2023. Let's make a decision to love strong, to love deep, to love high, to love consistently, to get up when we fall and love again. I want you to know that it's time for us to do something beautiful in this crazy world, because ugly, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's be the people of love who have a trail of beauty all around us. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.